The negotiations continued. Could she be back in L.A. for a late dinner on Friday? She wasn't sure what time she'd be through in San Diego. He was loose on time, he said. I don't mind eating late, and I really want to see you. The timbre of his voice had shifted suddenly, a quiet, unexpected leap from the professional to the personal. She froze, the receiver wedged between her ear and her shoulder. After a long pause, she said, It can be arranged. Good line. Two can play this game. Avoid personal pronouns when the stakes change. I'd love to. Don't give him that, especially when you don't know what he wants. I'll call you when I get back to L.A. Where can I reach you? A bit sultry, easing into the part. If he wanted information about immigration, she could give him that on the phone. But if he wanted something else...
The Bonaventure.
By the way, what are you doing in San Diego? Suing the cops. They arrested some Mexican-Americans because they couldn't prove they were U.S. citizens. But you're slipping, Wiley. That should have been your first question. He laughed. This was getting serious. Wiley laughing? In a year of talking to him, she had never heard him laugh.
Tell me more, he said.
You blew it. I'll let you know Friday.
And bring whatever you can. Transcripts, briefs.
You never stop being a reporter, do you? She liked playing with him. Once she could feel him bend.
Rarely.
Did you ever think about getting an honest job?
What's wrong with reporting?
It's kind of sleazy. You know, knocking on people's doors, asking nosy questions.
I think there's more to it than that.
But he didn't sound sure. Let's talk about it Friday. Today was Friday, and she fiddled now with the knobs on the radio. Nothing was coming in clearly except the sound of David Wiley's disembodied voice, which was the only thing about him she could recall. They had met briefly, only once. Their calls until the other day had been short, unchatty, to the point. She had decided a long time ago that he was either bored or boring, but sometimes useful, with a name, a phone number, a piece of information. She had come to like reporters and the shorthand of their trade. I think I've got a story for you. I can't go on the record with this, but I can tell you who might be able to. Are you on a deadline? Another fraternity, another set of passwords, but swifter and simpler than her own. She said something on Wednesday, and it was in the paper on Thursday. A touchdown. Her own work was more like a primitive military campaign, minus the heroism, anyway. Except the night Mark got very drunk at a bar in South Texas, in the next town over from where they had just argued a case, and banged his fists on the table and ranted,
Let's kick some redneck ass!
And the bartender said, did he want to go out back and see whose ass would be kicked, or did he just want to leave real quiet and not come back? But as for Wiley, he would probably be easy and take her someplace nice for dinner. Reporters always had big expense accounts. So did some of the others, the ones who lived in different places around the country and came to L.A. on business, or arranged to meet her in the cities where she went on business. She saw them at conferences, courthouses, cocktail parties, and hotels. She almost forgot hotels. Assignations in expensive rooms with color televisions, brand new faucets and deluxe shower nozzles, matching furniture and wake-up calls. So perfect it was camp, kitsch, a model room in a department store not meant for living. But there you were anyway, and quite often with a man. It occurred to her that the best part was telling the stories to Nell, which reminded her to stop at the next exit to call her. She negotiated her way across the five lanes of traffic just in time to take the truck stop turn.
Jesus, Lexi, where have you been?
San Diego. I've tried you 17 times. I keep getting that fucking machine. That was me hanging up all those times. You should see some of the other crap my brother's got around this place. Gadgets out the wazoo. He and Marie have this thing hooked up to the TV so they can play space games. He's 32 years old and he's playing with little dots called Space Invaders for hours at a time. What is that noise?
A truck.
Where are you?
A truck stop on I-5.
Are you serious? Of course, listen. She opened the phone booth door and held the receiver up in the air for about 10 seconds. Did you hear that? She shouted. They laughed wildly.
Lexi, what are you on?
Nothing, except diesel fumes, which reminds me, Boz came by the other night on his way to Mexico, and he left some